Off the Ball, GAA.
Don't underestimate the excitement. I don't underestimate what that buzz in a county can do. Sometimes you have to go with the jungle. You can't tame the jungle. You got to roll with it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Rugby.
Hi guys, how are you doing?
Yeah, not bad.
Scott, going off that team anyway, there's no sense that you're just content to be in a quarter final and put the feet up ahead of next week?
No, I think obviously the New Zealand team's come out today as well. I think we're all looking at building momentum, recognising the occasion. I think a last group game, a game against a World Cup contending group, 30,000 people gonna fit into the stadium. So it's the occasion itself is a great opportunity for players, players, staff, and the Irish fans to be a part of. And we want to keep building momentum going into the following week.
Obviously, a lot of people this week and for the last few weeks have been talking about Aoife Wafer. Can you just give us a sense, how close was she to being available this week, and are you confident she will be available next week?
So all the way through, there's been a bit of a plan around Aoife, you know, from the very beginning to her joining up with the group a couple of days after we'd arrived, and everything's tracking and trending. Aoife's return to play and return, so she's back in training. She's going well. She's desperate to be involved. She's desperate to be involved this weekend. Our plan of where she's coming back to, we could have considered picking her this week. We've made a decision that actually for her best opportunity and as the team's best opportunity is to go hard in training again next week, and we'll see where that stands us for the following week.
So you were pretty confident you could get her back on the pitch next week?
Oh, I'm really confident. If you look in her eyes, you can see she's really confident as well.
Can I ask about Fiona Chute? A lot of people were surprised not to see her involved. Was that an injury call? Was it just a selection decision?
No, actually Fiona's been great for us over the competition. She's developed her game massively. She picked up a bit of a bump last week. You've seen her being looked at on the pitch, and it just allows us to have a look at the next week. So medically, she's ruled out this weekend, but she'll be fine for the following week. She's playing really well. Really excited to get her back, and you know we need her for a quarterfinal.
And just a couple of questions for Adele. Adele, how much do you think both Ireland and New Zealand have changed since you last played 12 months ago?
Yeah, massively. I think we were on the start of our journey as a squad on a very upward trajectory, quite fast as well. So where we've grown in the last 12 months, I know we reiterated a lot in our meetings, in our reviews and our previews, and when we look back at games, how much we've developed as a squad. So that's constantly reiterated to us is where we've grown. Yeah, we're a completely different squad to where we were at the start of this campaign, especially from Dubai. The players that have come in, the players that are able to step up when we don't have certain names available, I think it's been a massive part of how we've developed as a squad. You know, it's unfortunate not to have certain players available, but it's the belief in the next person coming in and the trust that they can do a job and they're just as good as the person before.
And can I just ask about the occasion of this weekend then, where, as Scott mentioned, it's pretty much going to be 30,000-31,000 people, and dare I say it, the majority probably either supporting Ireland or neutrals who are supporting Ireland?
Yeah, we've definitely met people. We went out to the sauna yesterday as a squad, met people in there. We're like, are you the Irish girls? And we're like, we're actually coming to the game, we're coming to support you. We've Irish heritage, everyone's plucking to kind of claim a stake of being Irish, so I hope that's the case in the same. So we're heading off there this evening to get a bit of a recce, get a bit of a feel for the stadium, and it's actually really exciting. It's a huge occasion. We get to play against World Cup contending teams and in a huge crowd in a World Cup pool stage. Yeah.
Scott, I suppose the fear for everybody else watching is that we might not see Aoife at all in this World Cup, so you are confident that we will see her next weekend?
I tell you, if you look at Aoife's eyes, she's ready to go now. She's done a great job in her rehab. The specialists that have supported her own commitment to her own game and her own physical conditioning, so that she, when she's ready to step back on, she's ready to step back on. So with Aoife, the She's an incredibly committed individual. We won't see any ring rust. She'll be ready to go. We're really confident.
So Elle Perry obviously cleared the match performance last weekend. How tight was that between herself and Niamh, and was it based off that performance and how well she did last weekend that got her the starting spot?
Do you know, we've got a couple of positions now, and we're developing some real depth. We got three loose heads out here who are all very, very high performing players. Last time in WXB1, Siobhan McCarthy came on and did a great job against the New Zealand scrum. Elle's earned her crack at this. She was brilliant last week. Not just in the set piece, but in her movement around the pitch, her carries, her tackles, her tips. So she's more than earned the chance. Obviously, we know what we've got in terms of a Niamh O'Dowd, and we know that when she comes on, she's going to have a big bearing, big influence on this game. So it's one of those ones where it was a really tight call. We know we've got two outstanding players, and we're going to need both at the top of the game to get that performance out there on the weekend.
Noa Breen, is she injured, and who's going to be the backup out half if you need one?
There's a couple of pieces at play here. So Breena, we're going to be a little bit careful with this week in terms of what she's done in preparation and training. So she's a little bit of a niggle, nothing more. She'd be available, but we just decided to be a little bit precautionary in and around that. It lets us give Nancy McGivery a shot coming on at the centre. She's been doing some great stuff in training, and we believe that she'll come on and add. If obviously Dana, who covers that, so we've got a little bit of experience in the group that we can rely on. Stacey Flood's played some 10 in the past. We've been preparing for such events like this. We believe we'll be able to keep performing, and we've got players that can do a job when required.
So Stacey will go in if. Maybe.
Yeah, most likely. Obviously, it depends on what the game gives you at any point. But if something happens early, then yeah.
I just want to pick up on, you talk a lot about the kind of competition between all the positions and how great it is that you're building depth. And we heard from Dennis on Wednesday kind of saying that you have those competition pieces in training and you want to build that like between the girls. How do you balance, because you seem like such a close and tight-knit squad all the time. How do you balance like trying to build competition but then also maintaining that closeness?
That's a really good question. It kind of goes back to the beginning, really. What does a performance environment want to look like? People need to strive and compete for the same jersey. We believe that by our on-pitch competition, by people challenging each other and stretching each other really to perform to higher levels, that everybody gets a performance benefit. So everybody gets to keep moving their game higher and higher, really. So what we've been able to do, it's and some of the trainings are great. Sometimes, like how players attack the challenges that we set down in training is incredible. But like you say, straight off the pitch, it's back to supporting each other. Whether it be Tricky, you know, Adele missed a game and Bowlesy comes in and these two compete tooth and nail with each other in training and allowing both to hit higher and higher levels. So it's high challenge and high support, as any high performance environment should be. Our performance culture in behind the scenes is great. It's very supporting, but we acknowledge that we can help each other be better by challenging each other on the pitch. So we've been able to stay true to that. It's planned, sometimes it's organic in how you get to that. I think probably the blend of the two is the perfect scenario, and I think this group is really well placed for this competition and this game.
And did you have to have any difficult conversations this week, or did everybody kind of understand the situation?
I've had plenty of difficult conversations over the last 3 weeks.
Used to it.
People are desperate to be involved. Some of the performances in training, Nicole Fowley, Maeve Dealey, Ivana, they've been great in training, and if people, you know, don't get the opportunity in this, you know, we're round three with the last round of the group stage, but we've always said that people can play their way in, and we remain true to that. People acknowledge as having a massive part of our environment, and even the girls that you don't see named in the 23, to be fair to them, are training the house down. And by having a group that is prepared to compete and prepared to prepared to be a group of 32 to the level that, that our group are. There are tough conversations that need to be had, but people understand their role and what we're trying to achieve here together. So I believe we've got high commonality of purpose in terms of what we're going after, and everyone buys into that.
Okay, and just for Adele, obviously New Zealand have stacked their team, which is what we want to see. You've always said we want to be taken seriously. But coming up against the likes of like George Miller, who's been having an absolute blinder, and Portia on the wing, how do you prepare yourself mentally to come up against these kind of huge players?
I think it's not isolating the players as a whole. It's New Zealand deserve their respect, but also we deserve respect as an Irish squad as well. And what we've produced and how we've performed over the last 2 years. I suppose like identifying what we have in training, in their attack and in defence, like who they are, what they're about, the fact that they are setting out a strong sort of team gives us the respect as well. That and likewise, we're not taking this test game very lightly either. It's a huge occasion. Like we said, it's about enjoying the moment, enjoying the game, enjoying the atmosphere, sellout crowd. But no, we haven't spoke about individuals at all, actually. But we've spoke about threats and what they can oppose. I suppose, yeah, it's just relishing the game, relishing the occasion, and not getting over worried about what they do and putting our Irish stamp on it. You always got to be prepared for what can come, but at the end of the day, you got to focus on yourself. And if we believe in our game plan and go after what we're about, we should be fairly good for the weekend.
Amazing. Just last one for me. Obviously, you spoke about the crowd already, but there was even Irish fans on my flight this morning over to Gatwick, which is just kind of crazy to see. Does it add a bit of nervousness that you're going to have maybe triple the amount of Irish here, or is it just excitement all the way?
Yeah, huge excitement, because to be honest, like, we talk about a green wave, we talk about inspiring a nation, and even the fact that we've got players, not players, but family members, there's huge support. People from home in Kamehel are messaging me about coming over if there's free tickets for the game, any tickets available to get their hands on, because, and that's us, that's us putting our stamp on what we want to achieve as a squad. And we're already seeing that by week 3 of the World Cup. Like, it's inspiring for us as well, that what we're setting out to achieve as a squad on the outskirts is starting to kind of come to fruition. And you've seen that weather out there today in Brighton. I think the storm has been brewing all week, and it's been unbelievable, really. So no, it doesn't really add nervousness. It's excitement that what we're setting out as a squad to the outskirts of the world to inspire people, and the green jersey, to see that coming to fruition is pretty special, actually.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Scott, after the game last weekend, you'd said there were elements that you maybe weren't so happy with. I'm just curious to know what's been kind of worked on this week in training ahead of this weekend.
There's always parts of the game. There's always parts of the game to go after. Look, we're delighted that we're scoring points. The couple of ins, the few ins that we gave to Spain last week were of our own doing, so we've been able to look at ourselves and how we just tidy up on those. Obviously, rugby union, like where you play the game, is a big part of it. And if you invite pressure on yourselves, you're going to have to withstand pressure. You know, case in point would be the end of the first half, for example, where we end up defending for 2 minutes on the back of an exit error. So there's always bits to tidy up on, but we recognise from last week a lot of those bits of pressure came from things that we can control, so we've been able to go after those this week. So part freshen up, part preparedness, and we think we're in the right space to go now.
I don't want to diminish, as Adele said, this is a test game, it's a huge game, it's a huge occasion, but is it a bit of a free hit in a way?
Do you know what, in terms of the results, potentially, but remember we can be in control of who we think we'll play next. Obviously, by winning a group, you're more in control of fixtures and games that come out in the knockout stages. So we've picked strong. New Zealand have picked strong. The occasion is going to get the game that it deserves. I've said to the group, I think this competition, the World Cup, is ready for this game. We've seen some close ones. I think in terms of Japan and Spain, in terms of how they've gone at New Zealand, I think we can get more pressure on them than perhaps those groups have. So we'll go at them. I'm sure they'll come at us. We'll both have moments where we're on top, and it's how you capitalise really on scoring points when you get those opportunities. And you know, we want this game. I'm sure this is going to be one of those games that goes to the wire. And if it is, we want to be in a position that we can control it and go on to win the game and hopefully finish top of the group.
Anyone you would like to avoid next?
Do you know what? We generally haven't looked ahead too far at that. If you're going to win a World Cup, you need to beat everyone. You're better off focusing on your present, on your here and now, and look, whatever other results give us, they'll give us. So yeah, for now, we know that we've got a quarterfinal coming over the horizon. We know that we can use this game to continue to build momentum for that. And if you've got momentum and, you know, crowds are getting behind us, people are starting to travel and come and see us, and, you know, if we can go on to become everyone's second favourite team in this competition, then the crowds are only going to get bigger and bigger behind us, and which creates an unbelievable opportunity for players and all involved.
Yeah, just to pick up on that, as players, do you see that kind of destiny in your own hands if you can control almost who comes next?
Yeah, pretty much what Scott was saying is you can't really look too far beyond, because you might prepare for a team that you might not meet, and that's probably not energy well spent either. Watching games and watching it because you love rugby with an eye of as a spectator sometimes can be hard to distinguish the boat, but yeah, like I said, it's all focus on this weekend and try and control as much as we can of that so that we give ourselves a good opportunity for next weekend.
Brilliant. And how are you feeling personally?
Yeah, really excited. You live for these games, you live for the big moments. That's the beauty of being in these environments. Not everyone gets to relish this opportunity to put yourself under high pressure and to play in the big game. So yeah, it's a huge honour, and very excited about it.
And I know you've touched on it already, but just the kind of, you know, the energy it's creating, and, you know, for women's sport in general, women's rugby, and for young girls as well, you know, that we always talk about it, but to have, you know, role models to look up to.
Yeah, like I said, it's always been a bit of a North Star for the squad and our higher purpose of what we're here to achieve about leaving the jersey in a better place and inspiring a nation and inspiring young girls, and like, what a World Cup to do it in.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I might just ask one more for Adele. You've said a couple of times, like, to really relish the occasion this weekend. Do you have to relish the fact that, like, New Zealand are probably going to be coming out with a bit of revenge in their mind? Do you have to relish the fact that there might be a target on Ireland's back this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm sure they definitely felt the last outing that they, you know, probably didn't take us for as much granted as they wanted to, but look, we can never control what the opposition is going to feel against us, but we can only control how we take the game, how we prepare the game, how we set off in the week, and what our goals are for this match. Yeah, of course they're going to come at us, but every team is going to come at us. I think from the outskirts leading into this World Cup, we've started to gain respect and to get a bit of a spotlight on where this Irish team is coming at, so that's probably not unexpected that teams are going to take us more seriously.
All right, thanks guys.
Thank you.
Off the Ball Rugby.